The kick is up. It has the distance. And it's good! The Texans beat Green Bay at Lambeau Field.
Hello, and welcome to the HoustonTexans.com podcast.
Thanks, Mark. Hi, and welcome to your Texans Daily podcast coming to you straight from Reliant Stadium. I'm Christina Gonzalez. Thanks for joining us. Fans, just a reminder, the 2009 official Houston Texans yearbook is on sale. Check out HoustonTexans.com for more information. The Texans wrapped up their open practices against the Saints today. Head coach Gary Kubiak spoke with the media after practice on a few heated exchanges between the teams.
Yeah, I mean, it normally gets real competitive, especially the second day, because, you know, they get tired of beating on each other, too. So it's almost like playing a game for 3 days and you wear on each other. But I thought it was pretty good, and good competition. I think everybody's relatively healthy, and now we compete Saturday night.
You like to see, though, that the guys have each other's backs and that they're out there protecting one another.
That's part of becoming a team. You know, when your players are in a battle or whatever, you got to always be there for each other. And it doesn't matter if you're the Saints, the Texans, or who you are in a team sport, you got to always be there for your teammates. But it's also about composure, too. So, you know, you got to be able to keep those things under wrap and do your job.
In terms of who's going to go on Saturday night, is there anyone that
I just found out that Cato June broke his forearm this morning, so obviously he will not go, so I'll find out where he's at. But other than that, Sean Thompson's a little iffy for us, but I'm hoping he'll be able to go.
Gary, you don't want to see anybody get hurt in a fight, but are you glad to see your guys?
I don't want to ever say you're glad to see guys out there getting in fights and stuff. Your team's got to be there for each other, but you got to keep your composure because, you know, if you get somebody hurt in a fight or cost your football team during a game. So this game's about competition, but ultimately it's about keeping your composure and doing your job.
But guys, you still like to see the fire, though, don't you?
You're trying to get me to say that.
Yeah.
Huh? I like when my guys play hard, but I want them to keep their composure in what they're doing.
What's for Saturday night? Who plays?
We'll just up the ones. They'll basically play about a quarter and a half of the game, and then the twos will play about a quarter and a half, and then the threes will finish the game. So play count's probably going to be somewhere around 25 for the first group.
37 be able to finish.
Well, I see how he looked this morning. He looked like he was okay. Obviously, he's missed a lot of time, so we'll see how he comes out of today. And if he's fine, then I'd like to play him.
What's up with Fisher?
You know what? He's doing really well. He ran yesterday a little bit. I don't know if y'all have watched him. It's my understanding he ran a little bit today. He's on schedule. We don't have any doubt that he's going to be ready to go opening week. Now, do we play him in the preseason next week or Tampa Bay? I think that's still up in the air. Our target date is to make sure he's ready to go against the Jets. No, Tim, I haven't heard anything. You know, we just got to stay focused on who's here and get them guys ready to play. And got to have this team ready to go in about, what's it now, 3.5 weeks away.
Is there an updated timetable on Travis
Johnson? He's doing pretty good. What we were doing this week was getting Bill to work him after practice, so he's working more. See how he comes out of that next week. If he continues to progress, then you could very well see him out here next week. I think Mike Jones had a little heat issue, the wide receiver, but I think we're okay.
Check back tomorrow for the latest Texans news here at HoustonTexans.com. Thanks again for joining us. I'm Christina Gonzalez, and I'm a Texan.
Football time in Houston. Memories.